Time to talk a little Joe Burrow in the trenches with Dave Lappin, brought to you by First Star Logistics. And Joe Burrow is going to be okay. Joe Burrow gets sent to the hospital from the locker room to have a throat injury, a bruise of his throat checked out. Well, what happened during the course of the game in the fourth quarter during a pass rush, one of the defensive linemen, as he's trying to reach and grab for Joe Burrow, hit him right across his throat with his hand or his forearm or whatever the case may be, gave him a good shot to the throat. And obviously it wasn't very comfortable. Joe Burrow was starting to have some problems with it. And the biggest thing is, if you get some swelling, you're not going to be able to breathe. I mean, if your throat starts to close, your nose, your mouth, it all goes down the same passageway down your throat to be able to breathe. So you got to go check it out. You got to go check out to make sure there's no fracture in there. And you say, ha, fracture? What are you talking about? Frank Ragnow, this star-struck center for the Detroit Lions, last December, last season, he got hit in the throat by a defensive lineman, fractured his throat. And the report in the paper is like, fractured throat. What? What are you talking about? Exactly that. He fractured, cracked his larynx. I mean, that's serious. You know, you can get a lot of swelling. You can have a lot of problems, a lot of issues. So they wanted to take precaution, safety first. Make sure you don't have any kind of issue like that for Joe Burrow. That's why he was sent to the hospital. He started to lose his voice, started to get a little bit hoarse. And you start to think about swelling potential being an issue and things of that nature. So eliminate it. Go to the hospital. Take pictures of it. Let doctors take a look at it. He was let go. The early reports were he stayed there overnight. No. He got let go. He had an appointment the next day, Monday morning. Didn't even have to keep it at the hospital. Everything was fine. So I think Joe Burrow is going to be fine. Hopefully he gets his voice back where he can utilize it well enough in the huddle, because it's going to be noisy up there in Detroit. And if you're whispering in the huddle and all that crowd noise, it's going to be hard maybe to communicate a play. Now, at the line of scrimmage, you're not going to be able to yell enough anyway. You're going to have to use hand signals and all that sort of thing, silent counts and all of that in the dome in Detroit. It's going to be crazy. He'll be off the hook up there in terms of noise. But Joe Burrow, he's going to be fine. And he wasn't hurt, you know, when he was flipped and landed on his head. That was a concussion protocol deal when he went into the tent. It had nothing to do with his throat. He landed on his head, bounced off the turf, and they put him through a concussion protocol before they sent him back out in the football field. So it was in the fourth quarter during a pass rush. Defensive lineman got either the hand or a forearm or something like that between the face mask and the shoulder pads and caught him right across the throat. And that's what's going on with Joe Burrow. I think he's going to be able to operate at 100% efficiency in the game on Sunday. He's practicing full. He wasn't even limited at practice. So as far as Joe Burrow is concerned, thumbs up. Other guys that probably won't participate in this week's game, Samaje Perine, COVID protocol. He's on the reserve, COVID reserve list. Same with Jackson Carmen on the COVID reserve list. I don't think you see those two guys playing in this football game. Travion Williams will be brought up from the practice squad. Evans is going to get his opportunity to show what he can do at the running back position as well. It'll be interesting to see him carry the football. And then, you look at Deontay Smith. You know, he was limited in the early stages of the week of practice with a knee injury. So what's going on at that right guard position? Interestingly enough, left tackle, left guard, center, right tackle. One guy has played every snap in those four positions. At the right guard position, Xavier Suafilo, injured reserve with a knee problem. Jackson Carmen, COVID reserve, could be the third player, and it will be a third different player at the right guard position. So that is the spot. But the good news is they're between that right guard position is between two veteran guys, Trey Hopkins, Riley Reiff. That really helps when you have an inexperienced young player that's playing his first NFL game, like Jackson Carmen did, and like Deontay Smith will be this week up in Detroit. So that's a very comforting issue, not only for the player, but for the coaches. Other injuries the Bengals are dealing with, coaches being very careful with Trey Hopkins. He had that ACL reconstruction in the offseason. He didn't miss anything, and he's given it all he's got. He went limited today. I'm talking Thursday. This is when we're doing this little episode of In the Trenches with Dave Lappin, brought to you by First Star Logistics. Deontay Smith, his knee injury is a little bit of a concern right now. He went limited on Wednesday, did not practice today. What does that mean at the right guard position? Does that mean Fred Johnson? He's played guard and tackle. Does that mean Trey Hill? They do have some options still available, but boy, they're getting very, very thin in terms of offensive line from a backup standpoint. I don't think you'll see Isaiah Prince necessarily playing the guard position. He's the extra tackle they use in short yardage goal line. I'm not sure they're going to mess with him at the guard position potentially. Joe Mixon, his ankle, last week he didn't practice at all, and intentionally the coaches held him out of practice, and then they really worked him on Saturday to see what it was going to look like. They felt good enough to let him take some spot duty, and he performed pretty well. As we speak right now on Thursday, Joe Mixon didn't practice. Joe Mixon practiced limited on Wednesday, did not practice on Thursday. Don't know if he tweaked the ankle or that's just part of what they're doing with the Joe Mixon protocol with the ankle right now. Hopefully he'll be able to make the dance. Mike Thomas, the backup wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals, he went limited today. He didn't practice on Wednesday. He went limited today with that ankle injury. That pretty much covers what's going on in the with the offensive standpoint. Defensively, the biggest concern, Trey Waynes, of course, is on injury reserve with that hamstring issue. Looks like it's going to be fairly long-term there. Darius Phillips, who didn't practice on Wednesday with illness, Darius Phillips, he went full go today. So it looks like Darius Phillips is going to make the dance. Eli Apple will start. Darius Phillips will be, you know, next man in as the third cornerback in this football game. And finally, Khalid Kareem has been elevated from the injury reserve to on a 21-day list. He can practice, be evaluated for 21 days if the Bengals decide to go that long. He can be put on the roster, though, at any time and be ready and active to play in a football game. So they want to see how he looks. They want to see how many days it's going to take to get him in football shape and ready to go. He's another guy that'll give you some pass rush off the edge. You can never have enough good pass rushers or enough good cover guys on the back end. Kareem's a nice addition when she's ready to go and getting that rotation coming off the edge.
Hi, Dave Lapham here. Have you heard about In the Trenches with Dave Lapham presented by First Star Logistics? Catch new episodes from the world of sports and broadcasting. Search for In the Trenches with Dave Lapham on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.